我们一起读箴言第三章。
Let's read Proverbs 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs 3.
我给大家念，从第一节念到第八节。
We'll read verse 1 to 8.
我儿不可忘记我的法则，你心要谨守我的诫命。
My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments.
因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。
For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
不可使慈爱诚实离开你，要系在你颈项上，刻在你心板上。
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart.
这样你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠，有聪明。
So shalt thou find favor.And good understanding in the sight of God and men.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
在你一切所行的事上，都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all thy ways acknowledge him.And he shall direct thy path.
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。
It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
好，我们下面再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在是从心里面把感恩赞美都来献给你。
Father, from the depths of our heart, we give you our thanksgiving and love of praise.
感谢你常借着你的圣灵与我们同在。
Thank you that you are with us through your Holy Spirit.
感谢你常借着你的圣灵把你的爱再一次的浇灌在我们的里面。
Thank you that through your Holy Spirit you have poured out once again your love into us.
让我们看见你向着我们的爱是何等的宝贵。
That we can see how precious is the love that you have towards us.
我们都投靠在你自己翅膀的荫下。
And that we take refuge under your wings.
我们感谢你是这样的怜悯我们。
We thank you so much for your mercy towards us.
就是在这样的一个世代里面，你仍然在你的儿女中间得着一般倾心爱你的百姓。
That in such a time as this, that you have a group of people who really loves you purely.
愿意在你面前来倾心的来向你吐意，倾心的来爱你。
That we can speak our hearts to you and love you with all our hearts.
我们感谢你这样的来怜悯我们。
Lord, we thank you for being so merciful to us.
让我们有这样宝贵的机会，再一同来读你自己圣洁的话语。
That we have this precious opportunity to come together to read your precious word.
愿你的圣灵在这里做启示和光照的工作。
May your Holy Spirit be the one to shine light on us and also reveal to us.
照亮在我们的里面。
Shine inside of us.
让我们知道你自己的旨意如何。
So that we know what is your will.
我们愿意在这一生的当中成为一般遵行神旨意的人。
That we in this life will be those who really keep the will of God.
主你自己亲自在这里与我们同在。
Lord, please be with us.
你的圣灵亲自来引导我们。
And that the Holy Spirit lead us.
我们都向你完全的敞开。
Lord, we open ourselves totally to you.
你越过我们人所有的软弱。
You can be above and beyond any weakness that is in us.
你在这里做人手不能做的工作。
And Lord, you can do what man's hand cannot do.
你说人口说不出来的话语。
And you can say what man cannot say.
我仰望你的怜悯。
We look to your mercy, Lord.
我们在你面前都愿一同的蒙恩。
That we would all together be in your grace.
我们都被一个灵所感。
And that we will be touched by that one spirit.
都被带到你自己的面前。
And we will be brought to in front of you.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
今天和弟兄姊妹交通一个非常简单的题目。
Today I want to share with brothers and sisters a very simple message.
就是在这箴言第三章第三节的这一段，何时慈爱诚实离开你。
It is Proverbs 3:3. It is let not mercy and truth.For safety.
因此呢，这件事对我们每一个神的儿女来讲都是非常非常重要的。
This to us, to each and every one of us, children of God, is so important.
这里面他说，不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
He says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
要系在你颈项上，刻在你心板上。
Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等紧要的一件事呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is vital to us.
这里说，要系在你颈项上。
Bind them about thy neck.
什么叫做系在我们颈项上呢？
What does it mean to bind them about our neck?
当然我们知道我们这个颈项在圣经里有很多的意思。
We know that the neck refers to a lot of things in the Bible.
但是在使徒行在这个罗马书罗马书第十六章的里面。
But in Romans 16,
那里面当使徒保罗讲到亚基拉百基拉的时候。
When Paul talked about Aquila and Priscilla,
就他们这两个人呢是这个神教会的荣耀。
He said that the two of them are the glory of the church.
他说他们是为了我的名将自己的颈项置之度外的。
And they are those who
第四节
Verse 4Oh, sorry.
罗马书十六章。
Yeah. They are my helpers in Christ. And they, for my life, they laid down their own necks.
所以这里面给我们看见一件非常重要的事。
And so, this show us a very important thing.
不可使慈爱和诚实离开你。
You cannot let mercy and truth leave you.
要拴在你颈项上。
You have to bind them around your neck.
比我们的性命还要重要。
Even more important than your life.
绝不能使我们离开慈爱和诚实。
We cannot leave mercy and truth.
要把这两样都拴在我们的颈项上。
Bind them around our neck.
比我们的性命还要宝贵。
It's going to be more important than our life.
什么离开都可以。
whatever leaves us is fine.
就是不能让慈爱和诚实离开我们。
But we cannot let mercy and truth forsake us.
弟兄姊妹，就是性命离开我们。
Even when life leaves us.
也绝不能让慈爱和诚实离开我们。
We cannot let mercy and truth leave us.
要把它刻在我们的心板上。
And we have to carve it in our heart.
什么叫刻在心板上呢？
What does it mean to have it carved in our heart?
就是我们心里所思所想，我们心里所存的就是这件事。
That means that whatever is in our heart is these two things.
这是我们心里面所存的唯一的一件事。
The only thing that's in our heart.
就是慈爱和诚实。
And that is mercy and truth.
弟兄姊妹，在这里面他说，你不要忘记我的法则。
He says, do not forsake my law.
谨守我的诫命。
You have to keep my commandments.
在这上下文里面我们看见说，这里面所指的不是许许多多其他的诫命。
This is not talking about the many, many commandments.
这里特别讲到一件事。
There's only one thing here.
不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
It is about not letting mercy and truth forsake us.
我想我们对慈爱和诚实都是非常熟悉的。
Maybe we're very familiar with mercy and truth.
当我们把慈爱和诚实放在一起的时候，
But when we put mercy and truth together,
我想我们很快就会想到约翰福音第一章的那里那。那你们所告诉我们的。
Maybe we will remember what John 1 tells us.
我们大家都知道，我们在读约翰福音第一章的时候，那里面给我们看见我们的主他道成了肉身，住在我们中间，丰丰充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Says that when the word and the word was God was with us.It was in him was life, and life was the light of man.
第十四节。
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里面讲到恩典和真理。
Here it talks about grace and truth.
我们在箴言这里面讲到慈爱和诚实。
In Proverbs, we talk about mercy and truth.
弟兄姊妹，这些词我们都知道，它们都是有相关性的。
We know that these terms are related.
这个我们知道，这个我们的神是爱。
We know our God is love.
当这一个无限的爱，它道成了肉身的时候，显出来就是恩典。
And this love, when it pours out, becomes grace.
所以这个慈爱和这个恩典是连在一起的。
And that's why love and grace are linked together.
中文翻成诚实，在刚才姊妹翻译的时候，我们知道在原文哈，在英文翻译就是那个真理。
In Chinese it's a little different, but in English it's right translation. It's called truth.
所以当我们读到慈爱和诚实的时候。
And so when we talk about mercy and truth,
所以我们里面就知道这实在是指的神儿子的生命说的。
It talks about the life of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿子的生命显出来的时候，就是满了恩典，满了真理。
And so when the life of the Son of God is manifested, it shows forth grace and truth.
所以这对我们来讲太重要了，弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters, this is very important to us.
这里说到主的同在。
This talks of the presence of our Lord.
这里说到属灵的实际。
This talks about the spiritual reality.
所以这里说你不可让慈爱和诚实离开你。
That's why it says you cannot let mercy and truth depart from you.
无论付上什么样的代价。
No matter what cost you have to pay.
就算付上生命的代价，
Even if you have to pay with your life,
也不可让慈爱和诚实离开你。
You cannot let mercy and truth leave you.
将慈爱和诚实拴在你的颈项上。
You have to let mercy and truth bind in your neck.
刻在你心板上。
And write it upon your heart.
弟兄姊妹，这件事在神的眼中是何等的紧要的。
Because to this thing in God's eyes is so important.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神在历世历代，他所要得着的就是属灵的实际。
But our God wants through generation is spiritual reality.
我们知道我们的神是非常奇妙的神。
We know that our God is one who is so amazing.
我们的神在历史历代兴起许多他的仆人。
And he has raised up so many servants of his own.
他让他的真理借着这些的仆人一个一个的在教会历史上都被恢复，都被光照启示出来。
He let his truth through this servant be revealed and be illuminated.
但是无论在哪个时代，
No matter what generation,
神所要的就是属灵的实际。
But what God wants is spiritual reality.
神所要的不仅仅是那个有这个敬虔的外貌。
He does not only want outward godliness.
他更是要那个敬虔的实意，敬虔的能力。
But he wants the real power of godliness and real godliness.
他在历史历代所寻找的就是那在灵和真里面敬拜神的一般人。
What he wants are those who worship in spirit and in truth.
因此今天神在这末世的时代的里面。
And in these last days,
神眼目所看重的就是属灵的实际。
What God is looking for is spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这件事上，我想我们已经受了很多的教育，很多的教训。
I'm sure we have received a lot of teachings on this topic.
我们心里面也非常看重这件事。
And in our hearts, we also pay great attention to this.
实在是我们今天劳苦努力的唯一的目的。
This is the only purpose why we labor.
为什么我们隔这么远还要在这里好讲很多的事情呢？
Why is it that even though we are so far apart, we still want to talk about these things?
你知道我这边已经到了下午了，是吧？你知道这个，我们好像在这里，好像在这里，好像不知道在做些什么一样。
We don't know. What are we doing here?
弟兄姊妹，我们到底在干什么？
What are we doing, brothers and sisters?
我们为什么要这样劳苦努力？
Why are we laboring?
好像还隔着这个网这么艰难的那讲。
You know, we're separated by, and just connected by this web.
你都看不见弟兄姊妹，都看着都是一些图片。
And we cannot really see brothers and sisters face to face. We all see is picture.
我们讲属灵的实际，我们都觉得一点都不实际。
We talk about spiritual reality, but there's no reality.
好像都不能够面对面的交通。
We cannot even be physically face to face to fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面知道一件事，神今天在历史历代他所要得着的，今天他要在我们中间，要在这里寻找那个属灵的实际。
But what God is looking for through generation is spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们相信神的恩典够我们使用。
Brothers and sisters, we do believe that the grace of God is sufficient for us.
他的能力在我们的软弱上显得完全。
And his strength is show forth in people who are weak.
所以像诗歌里所唱的，恩典够我用，总不敢力穷。
Just like the song says that truly the grace is sufficient for us.
但是有的时候我们却感觉恩典不够用。
But then sometimes we feel,The grace is not sufficient for me.
恩典不够用，总是赶力穷。
And if grace is not sufficient, then we're poor.
弟兄姊妹，好像我们有的时候失去了那个属灵的实际。
Because we lost that spiritual reality.
我们看圣经里面，使徒保罗他做见证的时候，他说我什么时候软弱，我什么时候就刚强了。
And how Paul testified that when I am weak, I am strong.
在很多时候我们什么时候软弱，我们什么时候就软弱了。
But for us, When we're weak, then we're weak.
而且我们的这个实际，我们说我们什么时候软弱，我们什么时候就软弱了。
Well, that's the reality. When we're weak, we're weak.
弟兄姊妹，难道神今天救我们就是为了这个目的吗？
Is this what God has saved us for?
很多时候我们读圣经的时候，我们都非常祷告的时候，我们都非常的喜乐。
When we read the Bible or when we pray, we're so joyful.
因为我们说我们活着不再是我们，乃是基督活在我们里面。
Because we said it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is not I who live.
但是很多时候我们发现现在活着还是我。
But then we discover it is really I who's living.
是的，是的，我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
Yes.We have been crucified with Christ.
我不知道弟兄姊妹是不是在这方面已经有很多的追求。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have been pursuing this.
我相信我们听过很多这方面的真理。
I'm sure we have heard a lot of truth on this.
我们真的是已经与基督同钉十字架。
We have been crucified with Christ.
我们里面何等盼望说现在活着的真的不再是我。
And we want to live as if not I'm living but Christ in me.
但很多时候我们发现活着的还是我。
But then we discover it is I who's living.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们里面可以说劳苦努力，我们昼夜盼望得着的。
This is what we labor for and what we really want to attain.
我们何等盼望这个属灵的能力，属灵的实际能够常常显在我们生活和侍奉的当中。
We want the spiritual power and spiritual reality be manifested in our lives and in our service.
我们知道我们的神他眼目遍察全地，他要显大能，帮助那心向他诚实的人。
But the Lord is looking and he wants to help those who are looking for him.
无论在什么样的时代的里面。
No matter what the time is.
神他一直要得着的是那个心向他诚实的人。
God is looking for those who are true to him.
他要让他的属灵的实际显在神儿女的中间。
And he wants his spiritual reality to be manifested in his children.
而且这里给我们看见说这个福气是很大的。
And this also shows us that it is so blessed.
他说因为他必将长久的日子生命的年数与平安加给你。
Because he is going to give length of days and long life and peace to be added to you.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事。
This is something so amazing, brothers.
什么叫做长久的日子呢？
What does it mean to have long days?
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们每个人的日子都是一样长的。
You discover that our days are all the same.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们把慈爱和诚实系在我们的颈项上，
But when we bind mercy and truth around our neck,
刻在我们心板上，
And write it on our heart,
弟兄姊妹，在我们生命中你会发现我们的日子好像很长啊。
You will discover that it seems like our days become long.
弟兄姊妹，我们在从前跟这个一些弟兄们一同在追求侍奉的时候，我们发现哈，很多他们很会读圣经的弟兄，常常参加祷告聚会的弟兄们，都是工作最忙的。
We discover when we are pursuing with brothers.Those who really can read the Bible and who really pray a lot, they are so busy. They have so much to do.
有的时候我们这些年轻人坐在一起啊，我们说他哪有那么多时间呢？
We feel like we young brothers, we see them, and it's like, how can they have so much time?
你知道他们事太多了。
They do a lot.
他们不仅工作，不仅还有讲道，还有很多的服事。谁家出了事情都打电话给他的。
They not only work, they preach, they do a lot, and everybody who has problems will call them.
结婚找他。
When there's a marriage, they will look for them.
家里这个有人过世也找他。
when somebody died in a house, they will look for them.
生孩子找他。
Everything look for them.
两个人吵架了也找他。
When they couples quarrel, they look for them.
我们这个人这一天怎么过的？他一天好像是五十几个小时一样。
How can they fit all this thing in one day as if they have 50 hours in a day?
我们觉得我们这一天好像一晃就过去了。
But for us, the day just passed by without anything.
有的一个月一晃就过去了。
A month would just go by quickly.
丁子美，这里面告诉我们说，必将长久的日子赐给你。
Here it says, length of days will be given to you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这实在是太大的福气了。
This is truly a great blessing.
生命的年数。
Long life.
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见说，是指着我们属灵的生命说的。
This talks about spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面啊，我们属灵的生命不是根据我们受洗的年日。
Brothers and sisters, our spiritual life is not determined by the start of our baptism.
是根据有多少的日子，我们将慈爱和诚实拴在我们的颈项上，刻在我们的心板上。
It is determined by whether we put mercy and truth around our neck and write it on our hearts.
它以恩典为年岁的冠冕，它的路径低下自由。
And then he will crown you with life and give you the dew.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的一件事。
This is amazing thing for us.
将平安加给他。
And he will add peace to your life.
弟兄姊妹，这是神教会稳定的力量。
This is a stable force in the church.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候，我们好像在风浪的当中。
Many times we feel like we're in a storm.
我不知道你们在这个美国你们那边哈，这个病毒给你们有多少的影响，我不知道。
I'm not sure how much this pandemic affected you in the U.S.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你觉得在这个网上这么困难的这样的讲话，是不是都觉得很痛快
？I don't know. Are you enjoying this meeting over the web?
你知道在我们这我们人比较少啊，我们弟兄姊妹都受不了啊，我们弟兄姊妹你知道有的时候说，哎呀，我们宁愿被罚钱我们要聚在一起啊。
But for us here we're very few and to us it's very difficult. We'd rather be fined and be together.
因为我们觉得说如果我们不再聚一起我们就散掉了。
Because we feel if we don't gather we will be scattered.
我们好像没有那个稳定的力量。
We feel that we don't have the stability, that force of stability.
但我们知道神喜悦我们聚在一起。
But you know, brothers and sisters, God wants us to gather together.
弟兄姊妹，神的教会实在是需要在风浪当中那个稳定的力量，那个平安的力量。
The church needs that stable strength and that stability.
弟兄姊妹，这是。给我们看见说，这头几节的经文里面，给我们看见说，这一个慈爱和诚实不可离开我们。
It says here, let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
这实在是太宝贵的一件事。
This is very precious, brothers.
这就是我们日夜所盼望的属灵的实际。
This is what we want.Day and night, the spiritual reality.
这就是这个神的同在。
This is being in the presence of God.
这就是基督的生命，这就是神的生命，神儿子的生命在这里显现出来。
This is the life of Christ, the life of God, the life of the Son of God revealed.
所以这里面他就特别的给我们看见说，不可使慈爱和诚实离开你。
That's why he said, don't let mercy and truth leave you.
我想这是头一件事我们盼望我们大家都能够了解的。
This is the first thing that we want everybody to understand.
我相信对我们每个弟兄姊妹都是没有问题的。
I'm sure this is not a problem for every one of us here.
当我们在仔细来看这些经文的时候
But when we look at this carefully,
不可使慈爱诚实离开你
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
什么叫做不离开你呢
What does it mean to not forsake you?
比如说我说不可使手机离开你什么意思
For example, if I say, don't let the cell phone forsake you.
就是说你手中有手机对不对然后你不要这个手机离开你对不对
It means in your hand you have the cell phone and you don't want that cell phone to leave you.
这里面所讲的不是我们要去努力得着这个属灵的实际乃是这个属灵的实际已经赐给了我们。
We are not trying to get hold of the spiritual reality, but the spiritual reality is already given to you.
因为这里说不可让慈爱诚实离开你。
Because here it says, do not let mercy and truth leave you.
换句话说。
In another word,
这个慈爱和诚实已经赐给了我们。
It is this truth and mercy and truth has already been given to you.
弟兄姊妹，关于这件事，我不知道弟兄姊妹能不能够同意我这样讲。
I don't know if brothers and sisters would agree with this the way I'm going to say it.
你说你这讲的是旧约，是不是
so, ？Are you talking about the Old Testament here?
这是旧约呀。
It's old.
旧约里面我们说有时候启示的还没那么清楚是不是
He said, isn't it that in the Old Testament the revelation is not as clear?
弟兄姊妹我觉得神的话语从来不改变的
But you know, brothers and sisters, the word of God never changed.
这是圣灵所感动的
This is from the Holy Spirit.
这里说不可使慈爱诚实离开你
Let not mercy and truthForsake you.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情是非常奇妙的。
You know, spiritual things are very wonderful.
属灵的事情不是我们慢慢的达到的。
Spiritual thing is not something that you progressively attain.
属灵的事情是在基督里已经赐给我们了。
Spiritual thing is already given to us in Christ.
弟兄姊妹我可以举几个例子你就知道了。
I will use an example and you will understand.
比如说教会的合一。
For example, the unity of the church.
弟兄姊妹教会的合一是圣灵已经赐下来的。
The unity of the church is something that the Holy Spirit has already given.
你们要极力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
What you have to do is to keep the unity of the Spirit given by the Holy Spirit.
今天有许多神的儿女，他们盼望努力的靠着人的这样的追求，努力达到那个合一。
Many today
产生出合一来。
Many today are trying so hard to do something to get to attain the unity.
弟兄姊妹。无论人怎么努力你会发现就算你觉得你产生了合一那也不是神要的合一
No matter how you labor and if let's say you attain some type of unity that is not the unity from the Lord
合一是主在十字架上已经成功的
Unity is something that is already accomplished by Christ on the cross
今天我们是在神的面前我们要极力的保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
Today we are just keeping what the Holy Spirit has already given the unity of the Spirit
我们已经与基督同钉十字架
We have been crucified with Christ
有的时候我们想说那我们要追求
We said yes we have to pursue
我们需要向自己死
We have to die to self.
有的时候我们想今天我向自己死掉10%。
Or maybe I'm only dying to myself 10%.
经过一定的追求。
And then after some pursuing,
去过西岸了。
Maybe go to the West Coast meeting.
去了好几趟了。
And have been there actually many times.
感觉说现在这个死的60%了。
Oh, maybe now I've gained a death of 60%.
我们觉得这还不够实际。
But this is still not real enough.
才60%嘛，这不够实际嘛，是不是？
Only 60%, of course, not enough.
我们查经，好好查经。
Okay, then do Bible study.
我们读创世纪。
Let's read the Genesis.
读启示录。
Read Revelation.
读马太福音。
Read Matthew.
而且我们不是自己在那里，好像是很野的读圣经。弟兄姊妹，对不起啊，我说有的时候人读圣经很野蛮的。我们是跟着年长弟兄一起读的。
And you know, we don't read just wildly. We are reading along with elder brothers.
而且我们也不是这个随便好像就抄一点所谓的标准答案。我们乃是像比利海那边人一样，是查考，看见这道是与不是。
And we are not just casually reading. We are like the Bereans who really study and discern.
我们想这回可能差不多死掉70%了，感谢主啊。
Oh, now thank the Lord, we are probably 70%.
那么我们想这还不够实际。
But this is not real enough.
那我们祷告还得有经历嘛，对不对？
And then of course in our prayer, we need to have real experience.
别人找不着工作，我找到工作。
Well, others cannot find a job, but I found a job.
别人生病祷告不好，我祷告主就医治。
Other people prayed and they don't get healed. I pray and I got healed.
哦，我有祷告的经历。
I have real prayer experience.
我传福音真的有人信主啊。
And when I share the gospel, somebody really believes.
你知道有的时候我们说你这么厉害是吧，你说你那么属灵，你说你有属灵的实际，传着福音试试看，你会发现你到回家里面，你给父母传福音把你赶出去了。
People say, well, if you have spiritual reality, let's see. And when you go home, you try to share the gospel with your parents, their reaction is to get rid of you.
有个弟兄他就是他自己真的是充满圣灵，你知道吗？
You know, our brother is really filled with the Holy Spirit.
他回家什么都没带，他十年没回家了。他说我就把最好的礼物带给你们。
For 10 years he did not go home, and he said, now I'm home, I'm bringing the best gift for you.
把主耶稣带给你们。
I bring the Lord Jesus to you.
你知道他父母好像很久都不跟他讲话。
The parents have not been speaking to him for a long time.
那我不是这样啊。我很有实际啊，我回家跟父母一讲，都跟我一起祷告，我接受主了。
But me, I have such reality. When I went home, I pray with my parents and they receive the Lord.
而且你知道，就有弟兄姊妹跟我说，他还有得胜的经历。
And brothers and sisters have told me they have overcoming experience.
你说叫对不起啊，我是以小人之心度弟兄之福啊。你们弟兄们在家里面有没有发过脾气啊？
I don't know, brothers, have you lost your temper at home?
你知道你在教会里使劲祷告，对不对？你在教会里使劲讲道，对不对？你说与基督同钉十字架，对不对？你知道当你发脾气的时候，你太太跟你说什么？没实际。
You are preaching in the church, but then when you go home and you lose your temper, your wife said, well, you don't have reality.
你就有个弟兄跟我说他有实际。
But our brother said, well, I have reality.
他说他那次没有发脾气哦。
I didn't lose my temper.
他说他不发脾气连他自己都不知道。
He doesn't even realize that he didn't lose his temper.
你知道这就生命嘛，对不对？你看这是不是生命嘛，对吧？你生命是不知道的嘛，对不对？
Because, you know, life, you're not aware of it. It's life.
我们想说这样的话，我真的是100%钉死了，对不对
？So at that point, I'm 100%, you know, crucified.
弟兄姊妹，我们达到属灵实际了。
And we have rich spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹，求主怜悯。
May God have mercy on us.
主的话不是这么说的。
Because the word of God does not say that.
主的话是说我们已经死了。
Because the word of God said you are dead.
我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
You have been crucified with Christ.
在那一刻已经死透了。
At that point, you are already completely, thoroughly dead.
有的时候是没死透。
We said, we're not dead through and through.
好好追求，死透一点。
So that we have to pursue, so that we'll be more dead.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种思想？我有这种思想。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you have this kind of thinking. I do.
有的时候我想说去个特会，我这会我真的要死透了。
I said, this time I go to the conference, I'm going to be dead through and through.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们人的观念。
This is a human thinking.
我们读这段经文的时候。
When we read this passage of the scripture.
他没有说这个这个慈爱诚实，这一个属灵的实际，这个神儿子这个丰满的见证是这样的达到的，不是说不要让这一个慈爱和诚实，不要让这个实际离开你。
Here is not telling us how to obtain that fullness, that truth and mercy. It's telling us how not to let it be forsaken.
弟兄姊妹，这个实际已经赐给了我们。
Because this reality has already been given to you.
那你说你今天在这讲，是不是说那我们下次都不去聚会了呢？
Now does it mean because you say this today, we don't have to gather anymore?
查经不去了。
Then we don't have to go to Bible study anymore.
我们已经实际了，那个人说了，我们已经实际了。
Well, this person said, we already have the reality.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里劳苦努力，我们去参加特会，我们在这查经，我们在这里传福音，我们在这里学功课，到底目的是什么？
We are laboring. We gather together. We read the Bible. We preach the gospel. What is this for?
弟兄姊妹，这里面给我们看见一件非常重要的事。
You really see the thing that's important.
不是去达到那个属灵的实际。
It is not to obtain the spiritual reality.
是让这个属灵的实际成为我们的经历。
It is to let the spiritual reality become our experience.
是让这个属灵的实际在我们中间显明出来。
It is to let that spiritual reality be manifested among us.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样呢？
Isn't that so, brothers and
sisters? 不是我们努力达到合一。
It is not that we labor to attain unity.
是因着我们肯学十字架的功课，让合一的见证显明在我们中间。
It is that we are willing to go under the cross so that the unity can be manifested in the midst of us.
弟兄姊妹，你说你这样讲有什么区别呢？
And you said, what's the difference when you say it that way?
弟兄姊妹，这是里面的一个看见。
Brothers and sisters, this is seeing from within.
我们要看见说这件宝贝的事情，这个在神眼中最宝贵的事情，已经因着主的救恩赐给了我们。
It is seeing that this most precious thing, because of the salvation, has already been given to us.
所以我们里面充满了盼望，充满了力量。
And that's why we're full of hope and full of strength.
没有意向，民就放肆。
When there's no vision, the people lose their strength.
求神给我们这样里面的看见。
May the Lord really show us from within.
哇，弟兄姊妹，今天我们是有实际的一般人呢。
Brothers and sisters, we have reality.
多少时候我们说没实际，我们真 真的就是没实际，对吧？我们真的非常的沮丧啊！我不知道你沮丧没有。
I don't know. Are we really very discouraged? Like we don't have reality. We don't have reality.
哎，好苦啊
！Oh, it's so painful.
去了西安都十趟了，才10%。
We already go to the West Coast 10 times, and we only got 10%.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是这到何年日啊，对吧？真的什么时候能达到啊？
When are we going to attain reality?
弟兄姊妹，我觉得箴言这段话非常的智慧。
And here, the Proverbs really give us wisdom.
不可让慈爱诚实离开你。
Let not truth and mercy forsake thee.
慈爱诚实已经赐给了我们。
Because truth,Mercy and truth has already been given to you.
属灵的实际主已经做成了。
The Lord has already done it. Spiritual reality is already done.
我们今天在这里劳苦努力，我们今天在这里追求，我们今天在这里查经，我们传福音，我们顺服圣灵的带领，是让这个实际在我们的经历里面显明出来。
Today we're laboring, we're pursuing, we're studying, we're preaching the gospel.All of this is to let that spiritual reality be manifested.
我盼望这一点是不是弟兄姊妹能够跟我看法是一样的啊，或者说能够认同这一点。
I hope brothers and sisters you agree with me on this point.
这里不仅说这中文翻译的啊，这中文翻译说不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
It says, let not mercy and truth forsake you.
这个英文呢，它这个姊妹翻得很好。你知道这段话，我开始读的时候，我一直觉得好像很严厉。
When I first read this, I feel, wow, this is so strict.
他说，不光是离开了。
Not only is it leaving you.
是弃绝啊。
It is forsake you.
Forsake， 我这个英文这个词，我觉得是很强的一个字眼了。
Because this word forsake is very strong，
是非常强的一个字眼。
It's a very strong word、
哦。弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们如果真的是查考的时候，我们就怎么可能呢
？When we study this, we said, how can that be possible？
我们的神的爱是永远的。
The love of our Lord is everlasting.
他的慈爱信实是达到穹苍的。
And it reaches to the depth to the end.
他怎么可以叫慈爱和诚实弃绝你呢
？Now how can now mercy and truth forsake you?
弟兄姊妹，我觉得读这段话语的时候，我里面是真的常常被提醒。
So when I read this, I was really reminded.
这里不是讲到救恩的那个果效说的。
This is not talking about the effect of salvation.
这里讲到是我们在地上的见证说的。
This is talking about our testimony here on earth.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这何等严肃的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a serious matter.
我们刚才博饼的时候，我真的非常愿意和弟兄姊妹一起博饼，因为每一次我们博饼的时候，我们在那里思想到主在十字架上的这样的流血舍命，这样的伟大的救恩，我们真的觉得这一个爱是永远的爱。
I really wanted to break bread with brothers and sisters because every time we remember His love, and this is really a great.Everlasting love.
没有任何的人事物可以使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Because there's nothing or any person who can separate us from the love of God.
不论我们有多少失败
，No matter how much weakness, failure,
多少的不实际
，and lack of reality.
弟兄姊妹，没有一样的人事物可以使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
There's nothing, not one person who can separate us from the love of God.
他爱我们都爱到永远。
The love is forever.
他的爱天天激励着我们。
Every day it constrains us.
让我们今天不再为自己而活。
So that we don't live for ourselves anymore.
因为那替我们死而复活的主活。
But to live for the one who died for me.
他今天在我们身上有一个荣耀的心意。
That today he has a glorious will for us.
借着我们这些卑微的软弱的器皿。
That through our this lowly, weak vessel.
还要让他的实际显明在我们中间。
He wants his reality to be manifested in us.
但是这一个见证很可能因着我在神面前的不忠心因着我不肯将慈爱诚实绑在我的颈项上我将许多其他的事物绑在我颈项上弟兄姊妹这个慈爱和诚实可能会弃绝我
But because I do not bind this truth and mercy around my neck I let other things bind me then this truth and mercy will leave me and forsake me
弟兄姊妹不是说神不救我们了
It does not mean that God is not going to save us
神他的眼目遍察全地
But the eyes of the Lord is looking forth all everywhere on the earth
我们主的见证是从来都不失败的
And the testimony of our Lord will never fail.
如果他在我们中间找不到这样的器皿，显出他的实际，他很可能到别的地方找到他的器皿。
If he cannot find among us a vessel for reality, then he might find it somewhere else.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我读到这一节经文的时候，我真的在神面前真的有点恐惧战惊啊。
When I read this, I really fear and tremble before him.
如果他的慈爱和诚实离开我们
If his mercy and truth leave us,
我们活在地上还有什么价值
Then what's the value of us living
我们活在地上还有什么意义
Is there any meaning to living?
我们在这聚什么
And what are we gathering for?
有弟兄姊妹问我们聚什么
Brothers and sisters, ask, what are we gathering for?
我们在这里干什么
What are we doing here?
是不是就是我们觉得我们都会了一套的属灵的这个所有的事情我们都学会了我们每一次就过一遍呢
Does it mean that because every spiritual thing we already know, we just every time review it once more time?
我们知道什么时候该祷告什么
We already know when to pray what thing.
我们知道什么时候该说什么话
We know what to say at a particular point in time.
是不是我们就在这里，然后在这里，我们大家开心以后，我们就回去就过自己的日子了呢
？And then after we're happy and ended, we go back and live our own life.
你知道我参加这里的聚会，我心里很受感动，你知道吗
？When I join the meeting here, my heart is really touched.
至少在我这屏幕里面。哇弟兄姊妹每个屏幕都打开的
Because every screen is turned on
你知道我有的时候这个我们才没几个人你知道吗这屈指可数啊那好一半人这都是挂着的
And in our place you know we are only a handful and yet a lot of people turn off their screen
我打电话去我说某某人呢你怎么不把这个屏幕打开呀、
And then I call them and say, so and so, why don't you turn on your screen?
他说他在散步。
Oh, he said because he's taking a walk.
有一个人他正在炒菜。
And the other one said, I'm cooking.
弟兄姊妹，我就想说我们在干什么
？Brother, sister, what are we doing?
我真的觉得说好像那个实际要从我身上越过去了要从我们中间越过去了
It feels like that reality is already passing going away
弟兄姊妹不可使慈爱诚实离开你
Let not mercy and truth forsake you.
拴在颈项上。
Bind it in your neck.
刻在心板上。
Write it on your heart.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这实在太严肃的一件事。
This is a very serious matter.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我觉着我们今天蒙主的恩典。
Today we have received God's grace.
像刚才所唱的诗歌，他以怜悯和审判支撑我们一生的年代。
How he used mercy and judgment webs our whole life.
他在我们身上有多少的忍耐，多少奇妙的工作。
How much patience and amazing thing he has done in our lives.
难道我们就让这样的时机从我们中间就这样擦肩而过吗？
Are we just gonna let this reality slip and go out?
让我们就觉得说好像就可以随随便便就让它离开我们吗？
How can we carelessly let it go away from us?
弟兄姊妹，我们的神他不愿离开我们。
You know, brothers and sisters, our God does not want to leave us.
他不愿意让他的实际离开他的儿女。
He does not want his reality to leave his people.
弟兄姊妹，我们读这个以西结书的时候，我们知道神的百姓那个时候已经失败堕落到那种地步。弟兄姊妹，神的荣耀是恋恋不舍呀。
You know how defeated those people, the Israelites were in Ezekiel's time, and yet how the Lord didn't want to leave. It was very hard for him to leave.
我们的神他眼目遍察全地。
The Lord's eyes is looking for throughout the earth.
能帮我来找到一半去。
He's looking for a vessel.
无论是个人也好，还是团体也好。
Whether it's an individual or a group.
他们是把慈爱和诚实拴在自己的颈项上。
They bind this truth and mercy in around their neck.
将神的慈爱和诚实刻在心板上。
And write down mercy and truth in their heart.
无论有多少的损失，无论什么样的人事物可以过去，总不叫这个慈爱和诚实离开我。
We can let anything, any person leave, but we cannot let mercy and truth forsake us.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们生命的价值。
This is the value of life.
这是我们生命的意义。
This is the meaning of our lives.
这也是我们一同聚会唯一的目的。
And this is the only purpose of our gathering.
就是让慈爱和诚实不离开我们。
And it is to let mercy and truth not leave us.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们要付很重大的代价。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we have to pay a very great price.
弟兄姊妹，任何的人事物。
Whatever thing, whatever person.
任何的人事物都可以离开。
Any person.Anything can leave us.
就是不能让神的慈爱和诚实离开我们。
But not let the mercy and the truth of God leave us.
当然这里边我们有人弟兄姊妹就是好啊，那你这样说了是吧？那好吧，就把这人开除好了。我看这个人太不像话了。
He said, "Okay, brother, since you said that, you know, maybe we have to let this person go."
我们把他开除了。
Let's get rid of that person.
你在这里影响神的慈爱和诚实在我们中间。
Because you are affecting the mercy and truth of God here, so we want to get rid of.
有的时候神的儿女就会开除别人的，有的时候神的儿女还会开除聚会的。
You know, children of God can get rid of a person and even can get rid of a meeting.
我看你们中间没实际了。
Because I don't see reality among you.
哎呀，你们中间太多软弱了。
There's so much weakness here.
我把你们开除了。
And so I'm gonna exclude you.
我还是主与我，我与主最好了。
Because it's me and my God, God and I, we're the best.
你们不是说了吗？无论任何的代价，是不是不叫慈爱诚实离开我？
Well, isn't it you said that? whatever the price, whatever the cost, don't let mercy and truth leave me.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们把慈爱和诚实拴在我们的颈项上，
If we make mercy and truth bind around our neck,
刻在我们心板上，
and write or carved in our heart,
我们不是开除弟兄。
We do not get rid of brothers.
我们也不是开除聚会。
And we do not exclude or get rid of a meeting.
我们把自己开除了。
We need to exclude or get rid of self.
我们需要学一点十字架的功课。
We have to learn the lesson of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们读往后读的时候，你会发现从第五节，好，你就看见说这里给我们看见的是我们生命中那个最基本的一些十字架的学习。
And when you go down and starting verse 5, you'll see the reality of the lesson of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，如果不是学习这一点十字架的功课，
If we don't learn this lesson of the cross,
你会发现我们想开除别人。
You will see that we want to get rid of others.
我们有人想把聚会给开除了。
We want to exclude a certain meeting.
但是弟兄姊妹，你会发现慈爱诚实早就离开你了。
But then you will realize then that actually mercy and truth have left you early on.
你知道这个第四节这里非常的好，他说如果你是这样把这一个慈爱和诚实拴在你颈项上，刻在你心板上，你这样的话，你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠有聪明。
If you really let mercy and truth bind them in your neck and write them in your heart, then so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是见证的显出啊。
This actually is the manifestation of testimony.
什么是见证呢？
What is testimony?
见证在一个人身上，就是在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠又聪明。
What is testimony? Testimony is to find favor and understanding in the sight of God and men.
哎呦，对不起，我时间，哎呦。对不起，我这讲太慢了，太啰嗦了哈。因此我们稍微提一下，你就想到约瑟你就知道了。
Brothers and sisters, if you think of Joseph, then you'll know.
那你看约瑟啊，他无论在哪里，
You know, Joseph, no matter where he is,
他都不叫慈爱诚实离开他。
He will not let mercy and truth leave him.
他无论在哪里他都做管家，对不对？
Everywhere he goes, he's the one who's taking responsibility.
他在父亲家做管家了。
When he's in the house, he's the responsible person.
他在波提法家里做管家。
Also, he was also the steward in Potiphar's house.
他到了这个监狱里，他也做管家了。
Even in the prison, you know, he was also given authority there.
后来他成为全地，成为全埃及的管家呀。
And then later on,He becomes a prime minister in Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，无论到哪里，
No matter where he is,
他不叫慈爱和诚实离开他。
Because he does not let mercy and truth leave him.
所以你看他现在真的有智慧。
And he has real wisdom.
有时候我在想，等到他在那里做宰相的时候，
When he was a prime minister,
我在想说这个波提法有没有机会去见他的面。
I wonder if Potiphar has a chance to meet him.
我觉得他真的有智慧了。
Because he is full of wisdom.
如果是这个举行盛大的国宴的话，这波提法要不要带着妻子去的？
If there is a banquet, a national banquet, would Potiphar bring his wife?
酒正要不要去啊？
Will the cupbearer go there?
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？有人害过你，那才检验出你的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, if somebody hurt you, it is to examine your wisdom.
你真的 能够面对吗？
Can you really face it?
所以你看在这里面，这里说你将慈爱和诚实系在你的颈项上，刻在你心板上，你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩宠，有智慧，有聪明。
If you bind mercy and truth about your neck and write them on the table of your heart, then you shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们今天盼望在神面前，在我们生命中显出来的见证。
We really hope that this is something that will be shown forth in our testimony.
好吧，下面我们就稍微看一下。对不起，我这刚这个我们。这刚讲一半哈，八节哈，讲了一半，没关系，我们后面可以长话短说。
Okay, we'll hurry up for the latter part.
因为我知道这个大家在这个十字架的学习方面已经有很多的学习了。
I'm sure you have already a lot of lessons on the cross.
所以我们在这里这个点一下就可以了。
And so we'll just point to it.
或者说我们复习一下就可以了。
Or like review.
这是第五节，他说你要专心仰赖耶和华。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
不可依靠你的聪明。
Lean not unto thine own understanding.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这里给我们看见说，这个英文翻得很好啊，说全心的仰赖耶和华。
It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
就是说我们不仅倚靠神。
Not only do we trust the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们中间没有一个人说不倚靠神。我不知道，我要问大家，你说有谁说我不倚靠神，有没有？没有的，每个人都一定倚靠神的。
Well, all of us will claim we trust the Lord, because if I asked you who trust the Lord, all of you will say you trust the Lord.
我们一定倚靠神的。
We will trust the Lord.
但很多时候我们虽然倚靠神。
And yet, when we say we trust the Lord,
有的时候我们觉得神好像靠不住。
In our heart, we're feeling maybe God is not trustworthy.
大家都记得耶利米书十七章的一段，对不对？
Can you remember
Jeremiah? 靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人是有福的。
Because those who trust in the blessed are those who trust in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，耶和华是不是可靠的？
Now, is God trustworthy?
你知道，有的时候啊，这个我们从前和年轻人一起聚会，我们中间呢，那个时候大部分都是学生。
When we were meeting with young people, most of us are students.
而且我们在学校边上。
And we're
near the school, near the college.
Oh, we're close by a college.
所以那个时候啊，聚会有的时候不知道什么时候就会跑进来一些很奇怪的人。
And then we don't know. All of a sudden, some strange people will come to our meeting.
所以你说我们在博饼聚会，我感谢主，我们大博饼聚会，我们都这个完全的这个注视在主自己身上。
And in our breaking of bread meeting, we were so focused on the Lord Himself.
你知道我们都已经为聚会祷告很多，我们都倚靠耶和华。
And we prayed a lot for the meeting, and we trust in the Lord Yahweh.
我们真的相信说主会保护我们。
And we really believe that the Lord will look over us.
但你说就在博饼聚会的时候
，But then during the breaking of the bread meeting，
我孩子有一天跟我讲说 ，Daddy， 你为什么有的时候抬起眼睛看呢
？And then my son said, and child said, Daddy, how come sometimes you will open your eyes and look around？
因为我说我要看看有没有什么奇怪的人进来啊。
And I said, well, I want to see if there's any strange person coming in。
那你不是祷告了吗？
And he said, isn't that you have already prayed?
你不是祷告神来遮蔽我们吗？
Isn't that you prayed that the Lord will cover us?
你知道弟兄姊妹，有的时候我真的觉得我真的信靠主啊。
But you know, brothers and sisters, I really feel that I really trust the Lord.
但是我还得把眼睛抬起来看一看。
And yet I still open my eyes to take a look.
好像觉得主靠不住一样。
As if the Lord cannot be trusted.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候我们说我们信靠主。
Brothers and sisters, many times we say we trust the Lord.
我们从前学生们，他们真的都学习信靠主。
In the past, we students really try to learn to trust the Lord.
但你知道吗？读书的时候啊，
真的找不到。When we're studying, we try that.
工作的时候去读书。
工作的时候什么？
啊，就是在读书的时候吧，就想着工作，就去工作了。工作的时候又想着读书，没读完吧，又回去读书。
So when we're in school, we hope to go to work, and then when we're already working, then we go back to school.
我们说主掌握明天。
But we say of the Lord is in control of my tomorrow.
唱过这个诗歌吗？我们都特喜欢唱。我们知道谁掌握明天，我们也知道谁牵着我们的手，他真信心可大了。
We know the song, I know who holds my future, I know who holds my hand. And as if our faith and trust is so big.
弟兄姊妹，读书的时候能不能参加祷告聚会？
But when you are in school and studying, can you join the prayer meeting?
读书的时候要不要好好的背圣经？
While you're studying, when you're in school, can you memorize the Bible?
弟兄姊妹，读书的时候要不要追求？
When you are in school, are you going to be pursuing the Lord?
那哪行啊？
How can that be possible?
人无远虑，必有近忧啊。
We have to try and do our best in our schoolwork.
弟兄姊妹，我们信靠神呢。
And we trust the Lord.
什么叫信靠神呢？
Now, what does it mean to trust the Lord?
什么叫以耶和华为可靠呢？
What does it mean that the Lord is the one that I depend on?
我遇到有个年轻人说，哦，以耶和华为可靠的意思就是说我天天聚会，天天读经，天天祷告，让神给我拿一个 A。
Some people say to depend on the Lord means that every day I pray, every day I read the Bible, and then the Lord will give me an A。
我真的遇见过还不少的这样的年轻人。
And you know, I really meet quite a few people likeThat young people like that.
然后他回来跟我说，你骗我。
Other than to you.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做专心仰赖耶和华？
What does it mean to depend on the Lord with all your heart?
读书的时候就读书。
It means when you're studying, you study.
主让你读书，你就读书。
Because the Lord put you in school, so you study.
主让你工作，你就工作。
When the Lord put you in work situation, then you work.
人叫万物各按其时成为美好。
Because everything should be in season and it will be beautiful.
所以如果读书的时候你就读书的话。
If in your time of in school you study,
弟兄姊妹，你有太多的时间追求了。
You will still have a lot of time left for pursuing.
弟兄姊妹，这里所描述的福分都是你的。
All this blessing will be yours.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们真实的经历啊。
This is our real experience.
哇，弟兄姊妹，今天人太聪明。
Today people are so smart.
哦，我们见过太多的神的儿女，真的是学业还，你知道，还没来到美国读书呢，那工作那个 interview 已经在那里登记了。
There are many people, even before they come to U.S., they've already prepared how to interview.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见人多么聪明啊。
People are so smart.
这里给我们告诉我们说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可以靠自己的聪明。
But here it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto your own understanding.
弟兄姊妹，你真的能够见证慈爱和诚实真的是与你同在。
Then you can really testify that mercy and truth are with you.
你的年日就是长久的，你的日子长久，你的生命的年 年数和平安都加给你。
Then you can testify that length of days and long life and peace are added to you.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path.
我最喜欢这句话。
I love this verse.
因为什么呢？因为我们在服事的里面，我们发现我们中间原来许多的年轻的孩子，他们要找对象的时候，认定的不是他。
Because we found out that many young people, when they're trying to find their life mate, they are not acknowledging him.
有人跟我说，哇，耶和华给他画了，说就是这个人。
Some tell me, the Lord has given me word, it's that person.
我说为什么？我说你怎么知道耶和华给你画了？
And I said, how do you know that God has given you a word?
他悄悄跟我说，因为他有绿卡。
Oh, because that person has green card.
弟兄姊妹，他认定绿卡。
What he acknowledged is the green card.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你在一切所行的事上都要认定他呀。
Actually, everything that you do, you have to acknowledge him.
你不可以认定绿卡呀。
You cannot acknowledge the green card.
你认定绿卡，你没路走啊。
You acknowledge the green card, there's no path for you.
你发现你的婚姻就不会平坦的路啊。
Because then your marriage is not going to be smooth.
这里面不仅说这个他必指引你的路，有的英文的翻译也很好，有的你去读其他的版本，他是让你的道路平坦了。
Some translations says that he will give you a smooth path.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候你会发现年轻人他们所认定的不是他。
You will discover what young people do. They don't acknowledge him.
我见过很多认定长相的。
I also met a lot who acknowledge outward appearance.
还有很多认定家里的财富的。
Or acknowledge family wealth.
弟兄姊妹，没路走了。
You have no way to go.
弟兄姊妹，在你一切所行的事上，都要学习认定他呀。
In everything you do, learn to acknowledge him.
弟兄姊妹，就是我们在这里服侍。弟兄姊妹，开始你知道我们上去讲台的时候，腿都发软的。
And even when we serve him, sometimes when we get to preach to be in front of brothers and sisters, we tremble.
讲话的时候舌头打结的。
And our tongue got twisted when we start speaking.
讲了上句忘了下句啊。
We say one and we forget the next word.
怎么办呢？
What are we gonna do?
认定他，有的时候觉得认定他，这讲不出来了。
Because we have to acknowledge him, maybe we can't say anything anymore.
我就干脆，我说我认定讲稿好了。
Am I gonna acknowledge a piece of paper with my message written there?
哎呀，这个总是要看一看的。
Maybe take a look at the notes.
弟兄姊妹，在一切所行的事上，要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will shall direct your path.
有的时候，我们从前哈。我们谦卑一点，我们觉得自己什么都不懂，我们在神面前觉得什么都没有，我们学习认定他。但有的时候我们在属灵里面过了一定的年日，我们就开始认定别的了。
Maybe at the start we're humble and we acknowledge him, but after a period of time, we think,We're not so anymore. We are not acknowledging him.
在一切所行的事上。
But here it says, in all your ways.
在一生所行的事上。
Everything.
都要认定他。
Have to acknowledge him.
他必指引你的路。
And he shall direct thine path.
而且这个，你知道在这个其他的这个版本里面哈，跟中文翻的我觉得还是有不同的地方。
In other versions, it is a little different from the Chinese version.
特别是这个英文的翻我很喜欢，他说是认出他来。
Because in the English, sometimes it says to acknowledge.
要认出他来。
It's to know him.
哦，在一切所行的事上。
In everything you do.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们在所行的路上认出的都是我们的仇敌。
Many times in whatever we do, who we know is actually our enemy.
有的时候觉得我们的妻子都是仇敌。
We look at our wife and we say they're our enemies.
先生仇敌。
Husband, our enemy.
那个讲道的人仇敌。
The preacher, our enemy.
他不说吉言，专说凶语。
They all say bad things.
总是在讲台上，你看用手指头还指着我，他就是每一次在讲台上，他都在那里说我。
Because they're pointing at me when they're preaching.
弟兄姊妹，我们在一切所行的事上，我们除了没有认出他来，我们什么都认出来了。
In everything we do, we do not know him, we know anything else.
我们没路走了。
Then we don't have any way to go.
我们在属灵的上真的没路走啊。
There's no spiritual way for us.
你看大卫他就常常认出耶和华来，对不对？
But for David, he recognized the Lord.
人阻挡他，他认出耶和华来。
When people opposed him, immediately recognized the Lord.
人追杀他，他认出耶和华来。
When they are running after him, he recognized the Lord.
人羞辱他，人辱骂他，他认出耶和华来。
When people slander him, he recognized the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，大卫在神面前真的有路走啊。
And because of that, he has the way with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在我们一切所行的事上，都要认出他来，都要认定他，他必指引你的道路。
So in everything we do, we have to acknowledge him, we have to recognize him, and he will give us a path.
第七节，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
什么叫敬畏耶和华？
What does it mean to fear the Lord?
我觉得可以从一个最简单的角度来理解。
We can understand it from the most simple way.
就是你真伟大。
Like you are really great.
不是我真伟大。
It's not I am great.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们唱你真伟大。
Many times we sing, you are great, Lord.
但是在生活里我们真的太聪明，我们太智慧了。
But in our daily lives, we're so smart.
我们觉得我们真伟大。
We feel we are great.
我们读约拿的故事，大家都很有印象，对不对？
I'm sure we have deep impression about the story of Jonah.
你知道约拿他里面所想的就是说，他这么重要的一个服事，他这样一个被神使用的先知，他的预言一定要应验的。
For Jonah, he feels like, I'm such a prophet. I'm being used by God. My prophecy will definitely come true.
从死里复活耶。
And he was even resurrected from the dead.
他的经历太奇妙了。
His experience is amazing.
神这样的来在我身上做工，这样来使用我，直接把他的话就赐给我，那我的话一定应验的。
How the Lord...give me such great experience. What I say is definitely going to come true.
我们知道约拿后来气得不得了。
But we know in the end, like, Jonah was so mad.
他在那里抱怨神。
And he was even angry with God.
抱怨到耶稣，你真的好像觉得他在作恶一样。
As if he was doing something wicked already.
他觉得他自己根本就不想活了。
Because he doesn't even want to live.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为我的伟大被你给遮住了。
Because my greatness was overshadowed by you.
你竟然让我做假先知哦。
Because you make me a false prophet.
我这里明明说再过四十日，尼尼微就必停不了。
I said in 40 years, Nineveh is gonna be destroyed.
耶和华如此说。
And thus says the Lord.
我是你的出口啊。
I am your mouthpiece.
我的脸往哪儿放啊？
Now, how am I gonna show my face now?
我们读那个约拿的故事，我们发现约拿那个时候他满脑子想的都是这些。
And we discover everything that he's thinking of is all this thing.
他觉得他太智慧了。
Because he feels like he's so smart.
像他这样的先知，神一定大大的使用他，让他的预言都得应验。
Because the Lord used him, it's like his prophecy should be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，我们读约拿的故事，我们发现非常的稀奇。
And we are truly amazed when we read that story of Jonah.
我们发现神使用约拿实在是超过人所求所想。
We discover the Lord's use of Jonah is beyond human understanding.
彼得站起来一传福音，三千五千人得救了。
When Peter stand up and preach, 3,000, 5,000 got saved.
已经让人很羡慕了。
That's already something amazing for people.
约拿就喊那么一句。
But all Jonah said was one phrase.
再过四十日，尼尼微就必停不了，就这么一句。
Like 40 days and Nineveh is gonna be destroyed.
差不多五六十万的人，通通死。
And 50,000-60,000 return around.
弟兄姊妹，我是说在圣经里记载的里面哈，你发现神使用人让人悔改哈，我看还没有，可能没有超过约拿的。
It seems like just based on the record in the Bible, nobody surpassed Jonah in preaching to have people repent.
弟兄姊妹，我这里说的这个、第三节这里面，弟兄姊妹，我还不是说我们在世界上的一些事情。
When I spoke here about verse 3, we're not talking about things of the world.
这里面我跟你讲的还都是我们在神面前生命的学习。
It's all regards to things that we are learning before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常觉得好像神从来都不用我们一样。
We feel that, oh, God does not use us ever.
我们非常盼望神是这样用我们，那样的用我们。
We're hoping, oh, God will use me this way, use me that way.
不要自以为有智慧。
But don't have your own understanding.
要敬畏耶和华。
Fear the Lord.
他的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
Because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, his ways are higher than our ways.
我想约拿后来写这篇这个约拿这篇见证的时候，我相信那个人很惭愧了。
I'm sure when Jonah's writing this testimony, he feels so shameful.
他真的觉得耶和华根本不用他。
Because he felt that the Lord does not want to use him.
耶和华根本就是把他摆在一边了。
Because the Lord just set him aside.
神那里告诉约拿，不是你有什么伟大，是他太伟大了。
The Lord said, it is not you who's great, Jonah, it is the Lord who's great.
敬畏耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明，不要自以为有智慧。
Fear the Lord. Don't think you have your own understanding and don't lean on your own understanding.
这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。
It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
我们知道这个肚脐哈，那是我们曾经这个和这个母亲的那个供应断绝的地方。
We know the navel. That's where we're connected in the womb to the mother, and that's where the nourishment comes from.
弟兄姊妹，在肉身的里面，我们生下来的时候，它断绝了。
And yet, when we're born, that navel, that part is cut off from the womb.
弟兄姊妹，当慈爱和诚实系在我们颈项，刻在我们心板上的时候，你会发现我们和那一个天上的那个恩典的泉源就重新连接在一起，它被医治了。
And when this mercy and truth binds our neck, again we're connected to that, to heaven, and that's where we're going to be nourished.
无论什么都成为祝福，弟兄姊妹。
And everything becomes a blessing.
艰难都是饼，困苦都是水啊，仇敌全都是食物啊。
The enemies become our food, everything becomes flowing water to us.
这边医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。
It will be health to your navel and marrow to your bones.
白骨，说到骨头，说到我们里面的人。
What's in our bone talks about our inner person.
我们里面的人是刚强的。
That inner man.
刚强到我们里面的人。
The inner man is strong.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是太宝贵的一段经文。对不起，我这时间呢用的不好，就让弟兄姊妹耽误这么多时间。
This verse is so precious.
我想我这个就只能停在这里哈。我想今天跟弟兄姊妹，我只有一个负担。
I'm just gonna stop here today, and I have only one burden for brothers and sisters.
不要让慈爱诚实离开你。
Do not let mercy and truth forsake you.
记在我们颈项上。
Bind it around your neck.
刻在我们心板上。
Write and carve it on your heart.
这是我们生命的价值和意义。
This is the value and meaning.
这是我们力量的泉源。
And he is a fountain.
这是我们里面的力量。
This is our inner strength.
好吧，这个我们盼望这个领会的弟兄带我们祷告一下，好，谢谢。
It's a leading brother lead us in prayer.
接祷告，主我们感谢你，主要愿慈爱诚实永远不离开我们。
Amen.
Lord, may mercy and truth never leave us.
主要叫我们，主要把持定。抓你自己的生命和你自己的实际。
Lay hold of your life and your reality, Lord.
Amen.
不管任何事情会有各式各样的改变，抓但就这个，抓是我们能够紧紧抓住的。
Even though things can change, but may we really hold on to this.
抓我们谢谢你今天借着我们的这个信息给我们极大的鼓励。
Thank you, Lord, that you have encouraged us so much with this message.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.